Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is it the 4th of July yet?
Oh, wait a minute. That's 4 weeks. I think it's 4 weeks from tomorrow, isn't it, Jay? I believe it's 4 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, I think it's coming up a lot sooner than that.
No.
Is it 4 weeks away?
Maybe it's 3 weeks. I hope it's not 3 weeks. I hope it's 4 weeks. Or maybe even five, because I don't want to wish my life away. A lot of people say, oh, I can't wait for the excitement of the 4th of July. And we're having, by the way, here in Framingham, we have fireworks for the first time in many years. Actually, fireworks since that time I've told the story in the air a couple of times, one of the city's firemen literally blew his head off having fireworks at his house, so that kind of killed it here for a while.
Oh, no.
It's horrible. That's what happens sometimes. So if those of you who have found the gumption, if that's what it is, have 4th of July fireworks, perhaps you think it, unless you know something about them, unless you're smart enough to handle them with care. Otherwise, you'll become a statistic, and that won't be cool for anybody. Meanwhile, here on the farm, back on the farm, as it were, I was thinking about this problem. We have bees that are contained. We have the bee colonies on the farm, not like what the problem is in New York City. Those of you who live in and around the city or who have been in and out of the city. I'm going to the city today. Matter of fact, spent a couple of days with my son and his wife and my grandson, and I hope the bees are gone and the smog or fog or haze or whatever. So for the last, three, 4 days, on Friday, I think we were talking about how much of the smoke from Canada had come down and just kind of blumped itself top of New York. And now, over the weekend, massive swarms of bees invaded New York, specifically parts of Times Square. Can you imagine? Well, it wouldn't happen on the first of the year, New Year's celebrations, because the bees wouldn't be around in the cold weather. But they had to block off some of the parts of Times Square whilst a beekeeper came in to remove thousands and thousands and thousands of bees.
Yeah.
Wow, the bees buzzing around in the air. You saw those pictures lining the buildings.
It was like when people are taking video. And a lot of times you see something with the eye that the camera doesn't always catch.
Yeah.
And you see all these videos and you just see them buzzing around everywhere. And what is actually really cool was that nobody got stung. These bees were so docile.
Well-behaved.
Well-behaved, yes.
They were well-behaved.
I gotcha.
Yes. Yeah, right.
I got that one.
Well,
yeah, it was just really amazing.
Yeah, it really is kind of, it's just one of those things. You can't tell. The world is a very interesting, it's ever-changing, if you will. Apparently, this is not the first time this happened either. There's a resident beekeeper in the New York Police Department. I want to see this as an episode of Blue Bloods. Right? Let's have this as part of an episode. Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't think of a division for this. You would think we'll just call the pest control people or something. Or with it being in New York City, and then just the state of New York itself, where there is so much farmland, you would think that there would just
be
professionals,
that
can come out and not harm the bees while transporting them elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right. Well, I wonder if the bees respond to smoke. And in the back of my mind, I wondered whether the smoke and all the things that have come down from Canada have brought the bees with them, because the bees do respond to smoke.
They try to get away from it, don't they?
Yeah, well, maybe they were trying to maybe they migrated down to New York from Canada to get away from the smoke, and they got stuck in Times Square. They also are attracted to light, I believe. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I think that they respond to light. Also going on in New York, there are those forever chemicals that are showing up. I think they're called PFASs, right? PFAS. FCKSs, the so-called forever chemicals, found in high levels in some areas of New York and some communities along Long Island and up in Westchester County. As usual, when these things happen, there are laws to protect people. This probably be something good for the farm, the Food, Farm, and Family Report, but I just am passing it along because there are several states actually trying to restrict the use of PFASs. It doesn't feel comfortable. Feels like it should be something else. These chemicals are linked to infertility, to thyroid problems, and to a number of types of cancer.
Yeah,
now let's see.
They seep into the skin. They are in clothing.
Yep. Polyfluoroalkyd something or other substances. There it is. Okay. I got it. Anyway, so the durability, especially in heat and in water, they can't be washed away. They can't be cooked away. And they are now in thousands of consumer products, cookware, cosmetics, food packaging, outdoor apparel, carpets.
Yeah, things that you wouldn't think have plastic. Like, we're not just talking plastic bottles of water, which also, by the way, this is the time of year. A lot of people leave that do consume from plastic bottles. They leave them in the car. It gets hot, and that plastic seeps into the water itself.
Yep.
And then you take it out, and
you chill it and drink it.
Yeah.
No. So the idea is to understand what they are, and they're in everything. So how do you avoid them? That's really a good thing to know. And I think what your advice has just been is the way to deal with them, at least in the immediacy of now, because they're using them. There are this Alliance of Environmentally Healthy Organizations and coalitions that are trying to get stuff. And it's an educational process, much anything else. There are things there. You go to the supermarket, like when you go to Whole Foods and you want to get a salad. They don't have plastic there anymore. They have those containers that are biodegradable. And I think they're a little bit more expensive than the plastic. But, hello, what's a couple of more pennies when it comes to your life,
yes,
to your safety, to your health, well-being?
And here's the real kicker. That stuff, the non-plastic ware, is
whatever
nothing
it is.
New. Ithaca has been using it. The university has been using that. The silverware and plates have been biodegradable and made from food products, basically, like cornstarch and all of that, where you could technically eat it if you needed to. But they've been using that for, I don't know, decades?
Yeah. You went to Ithaca, right?
No, I didn't, but I took my cousin on a college visit, so we spent a weekend up there, I was astounded. That was probably 15 years ago.
I almost went to Ithaca, had good radio school.
Oh, it's beautiful.
To Heidelberg instead, where I had my 55th, say that, I couldn't say that without cracking, my 55th. College reunion. I posted a picture of a bunch of us that were at the reunion, I think, on my own page. If you follow, depending on what you follow, Facebook and Instagram, you can follow a lot of things that we all do at Good Day Radio Shows. A picture of Jay and I from yesterday. We had brunch in this very interesting sort of town within a town. We're just outside of Avon Lake in the suburbs of Cleveland. Very interesting place. And we saw two women walking around on stilts.
Yeah, there were jugglers. It was kind of like this whole big block party.
Yeah.
Set up little businesses in front of businesses.
Yeah, it was very cool, actually. We had a nice lunch. Lobster bisque. Everybody jumped in on that one. Just to kind of go back to the PFASs for a second, the two most difficult things for people to deal with, plastic, as mentioned by Jay, and wall-to-wall carpeting. Never, 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 never buy a house with wall-to-wall carpeting or buy wall-to-wall carpeting to put in your house. That smell that you have when they put the carpet down is the stuff that will kill you. It's cancer. It's awful. I don't even know why. You know, we talk about regulations. Everybody wants to regulate things so we save the environment. This is the number one thing. Why isn't this regulated? Why is it even allowed? Why does it exist?
Well,
the American Chemical
Foods.
Yeah, right. The American Chemical Council says that there are 5,000 of these chemicals in this group. And, of course, they'll tell you that they're safe because they're trying to sell the crap. And they say if you ban the entire class of chemicals, you could block production of some goods like semiconductors and medical devices. Okay, so figure out how to use them if you have to there. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We get that. But there is, it just seems in Europe and other parts of the world, mostly in Europe, all these things have been banned. You can't use them in anything. Period. End of story. So if we're all the people of Washington are all worked up about the environment, yep, we've got to save the... where's Al Gore when we need him? Right? Where is he? Where is he when he comes to these things? Was that in that movie? Remember you got two Academy Awards for the movie...
Oh, when, right. What was that called?
An Inconvenient Truth.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, let's have some truth, justice... and the American way of celebrating Father's Day for a moment here. Jay and Doug asking you to discover something that you probably, once you discover it, will, and you find the pure perfection that's part of Omaha Steaks. They have all these entrees, they have sides, they have desserts, they have filet, they have sirloin, they have pork chops, they have chicken breasts, they have steak burgers, they have jumbo franks. Yum. A lot of other things you can find, too. Go to their website, omahasteaks.com, and enter the code 30DUG, 30DUG, and you get a really good selection of things for your father for Father's Day for $99.99. Free Omaha Steak burgers come with your order of bacon-wrapped fillets and these chicken breasts and the chops. I have not tried the chicken breasts yet. That's something I'm looking forward to because that's something right up my wheelhouse. Remember, gifting is very easy. Your father probably wants it, maybe your grandfather. Omaha Steaks, not just steak, the best steak of your life. This is the guarantee they put forth. So, right now, while you're thinking about it, get it and type Father's Day, go to omahasteaks.com and type in 30DUG, 30DUG, and enjoy. It's Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's
6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bob, a singing at the Heidelberg weekend event celebrating the years that we all spent together at Heidelberg. And one of the things we had to do, I was telling you this yesterday, Jay, when we were having our brunch, the group that I was in, my class, the class of 68, my best buddy Ted Siller and his wife Kathy, fabulous people. They were married right out of college, and they are still as happy as two you-know-whats in a what.
Aww.
They are very happy, wonderful couple. And as a matter of fact, Ted's son has had kidney problems all of his life, kind of kidney disease. And about 30 years ago, Ted gave his son his kidney because both of his kidneys had failed. And so now the kidney that Ted gave to his son 30 years ago has failed. So his sister is giving her brother one of her kidneys this week in an operation at I think it's in Denver, if I'm not mistaken. So imagine that, and thinking about that.
Yeah, and just the miracle that they are all matches.
Yes, right, exactly. Speaking of miracles, Taylor Swift has given a donation. And this is something, apparently she's getting well known for doing this sort of thing, spreading some joy during her tour. So we'll talk about not only the joy, obviously, she's giving on stage, but beyond all that, right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so we all know how popular Taylor Swift is, 33 years of age. She's been at it for, what, about 15 years now, hasn't she?
Oh, it seems like longer sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway.
She's been for so long, 10 albums.
I remember, well, it was a couple of weeks ago, she was in, here in Boston, and it knocked the city. It must be this way everywhere she goes. Knocked it on its butt, the traffic and people excited about going there and all that. I think there were three concerts while she was here. Anyway, she had two nights performing in Detroit this past weekend at Ford Field. And as a part of her being there, she has decided to give a good deal, a generous quote-unquote donation to the community food bank during her stop. I don't think she announced this. I'm not sure that she's telling people.
She doesn't typically announce these things, but food bank did. And apparently every place she stops, she's making some kind of donation to food banks
community
across the country.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this is kind of a neat thing. The people at the food bank said her generosity goes beyond dollars for meals. The space in her heart will empower households across Michigan to live happier, healthier lives and elevate the important issue of local food security. That is a big issue, too. That's something that people all around the country are talking about and actually trying to deal with. So this is something that she certainly can afford it, and that's not the issue. It's having the desire to want to do something like this. So good, cool. It's I think she's somebody to pay attention to for sure. No question about it. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, they found that 52.6% of dogs and 57.6% of cats are overweight or obese in the United States. The biggest concern with this issue is that 93% of dog owners and 88% of cat owners thought their pet was well within normal range. It's always a good idea to check with your veterinarian if you think your cat or your dog is overweight, because extra weight, just a couple of pounds on a small dog or a cat, can make major differences. For example, it can really make medical problems worse, like diabetes and arthritis. It's probably caused by exercising too little and feeding too much. Remember, dogs and cats need to have a good, healthy weight. When they become obese, it affects all of their joints, it affects all of their organs, just like ours. If you have any questions, check with your veterinarian. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey y'all, Mona Swain here from Target's new YouTube series, My Cart is Full, where we feature Black founders and creators highlighting their connection to our communities. As an actor and content creator, I love using my voice to inspire young Black women who look like me. When it comes to feeding my shine, seeing myself reflected in Black-owned and founded products at Target brings me joy. Together, we are Black Beyond Measure. Learn more at Target.com/Black Beyond Measure.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jeannie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Over 40 million Americans are on alert this week for severe weather. Citizens from Denver to Dallas, as far east as Charlotte, may experience hail, winds, and possible tornadoes. Some parts of the country, including Alabama and Georgia, are already getting pummeled by a line of intense storms that is pushing southeast. Today, the bad weather will move from central Texas towards the Florida Panhandle. At least three people are dead after a shooting at a home in Maryland. Police confirmed that there were six victims shot on Sunday in the capital city of Annapolis. A person of interest was taken into custody, but a firm motive is unknown. Authorities are calling it an interpersonal dispute, adding that there is no public safety threat to the community. An investigation continues. Vegas Golden Knights lead the Stanley Cup playoffs 3-1 over Florida. The series returns to Las Vegas Strip tomorrow evening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day.
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one.
And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
The hour, Doug Steffen's Monday program, The Good Day Show with Jay Kirshner, focused on what's happening. No, yes, maybe. I look at all the things that have happened over the weekend to try to figure out what is the least painful, what might be the thing that we can talk about. Excuse me. I got so excited and talked so much and sang and kind of yelled as well at the at the reunion. my voice was normally pretty strong.
A week today. Your voice is exhausted, I'm sure, but how much fun, the reunion. And can I ask, what were your top three favorite parts about the event?
I think that when I walked in, I was only there for the day Saturday, having lunch, walking in and seeing some of the people that I've been. I was on the Board of Trustees there for almost 13 years. And so seeing some of the folks that are still on the Board of Trustees, I think that is a kick. More than that, seeing some of the profs, the fellow Bob Olson, whose first day at a real job after college was to be in, he worked for the dean's office at Heidelberg, and he was in charge of the dormitory, among other things. Working in the dean's office, he was in charge of our dormitory. And then seeing him with his wife, Shirley, people that I've been very close to all through my life, just really sweet, wonderful folks, seeing them there, some of the people that I encountered when I was there, the families of folks that still live in Tiffin, dedicating a few things in various buildings around the campus, the awards that were given, just that kind of stuff. And the food was just as bad as it ever was, because college food is not supposed to be good, right? It's just supposed to be adequate so that you will not be hungry. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be yum, yum. Yeah, it's not like we had, like that place we went yesterday. Is that Leo's, is that a chain, or is that something? I'd never heard of that.
I think it's a small chain. That place used to be something else, and then it changed to a different restaurant, and it's almost identical to what it was before.
Yeah, yeah. It was a nice place and I really loved meeting your mother. I can see you and your mother, as a matter of fact, and I can see she has this wry look in her eye. Nothing gets past her. Nothing, nothing, nothing gets past her. And I thought that the way she talked about how things are handled, because you've been living there for a while as you're looking for a place. It's funny how that whole thing...
2 months. It was supposed to be 2 months.
Right, yeah.
And a year and two months later.
And I think your father especially, but your mother is enjoying every minute of it. So it's good. Listen.
It is going to be difficult once we do move into our own home, because she, my mom, and my son Mac, they have kind of their own morning routine. Mm-hmm. At this point, so that is going to be highly disrupted.
Well, you have to go down, move just down the street so she gets there easily. That's
there
all
we
you
go, yes.
Do
next
for that.
Door.
Here's the story of a British soldier who, listen to this, he was playing during King Charles' birthday party, and he fainted, but yet he continued to play. How do you do that when he collapsed?
Well, yeah, he fainted, and as soon as he came to, he stood back up and continued to play. Mm-hmm. And medical personnel had to come intervene and take him away, because he was not just going to leave. The training, oh my goodness, that as soon as, can you imagine yourself sudden coming to him and be like, oh, we need to stand up and get right back into it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this was rehearsal. This is, if things are going to happen, now's the time.
Yep. That's for sure. All right. Speaking of things happening and the grueling, almost torment of whatever the next thing is in the life of Donald Trump, what I really was trying to, I got this on the plane coming back yesterday, reading, I actually read a newspaper. I love getting a hold of a newspaper, an actual newspaper, and reading it. So, looking at the accusations against former President Trump, the real thing, he was indicted, so that this sort of clarifies in your mind, if you haven't understood this, I know a lot of you, Trump, they're trying to get him. Well, this seems actually like a minor infraction to me to be making such a hoopla about. The clarification, as far as I can tell, the indictment accuses Trump of showing a classified document about attacking Iran to a writer who didn't have a security clearance. Huh? That's it? So what is this big to-do about? A lot of the Republican leaders, especially the ones on the Senate side, are staying quiet about this indictment. But there are 37 charges around showing a classified document. to a writer who didn't have security? I mean, that's not, it wasn't good, the smartest thing he could have done.
But, like, is it really the worst that any of the politicians have done, are doing currently?
So now the people who like Trump say, oh, McConnell, he's no good. He's letting Trump twist in the wind. And I'm not, listen, Trump's not shy in retiring. He'll mount a defense. So whether or not Senate Republicans or Senate, I guess the guys, the Republicans in the House are a little more supportive of Trump, at least the ones who support him. And so going into the weekend, as all of this DeSantis hoopla has been enjoyed by some, I think he's, the more I read into him and see him and watch him, I think he's a lightweight. Anyway, so there's a poll that was published in The Hill, which is basically the newspaper for people who are in Washington government. And Trump in that poll tops DeSantis by like 30 points or something. But the thing that is more interesting when it comes to politics, and I know you're going to say, well, that's because you like this guy. That's why it is the way that it is. Well, I think that there's some very interesting news when it comes to the Democrat side of things and how things are shaping up for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There are some polls that show him in the high 20s among possible Democratic voters, and people say, well, what's the story? What's he? Did we talk about this yet? I talked about it, I know, at Heidelberg, because people are always asking me, knowing what I do for a living, they ask me about what's the latest political stuff, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
We
didn't have too many of these conversations. We had a brief one, but not too in-depth.
Well, kind of like what we do here. Enough, you can get enough of it someplace else. The story will continue, I guarantee you, on every radio station, on every program, on every stage that carries this program. There'll be some of this, plenty of it, later on. I will tell you, though, that I met during the course of the evening meal on Saturday, a fellow from Florida found me, he's a fellow graduate of Heidelberg. I think he told me he was in the class of 70, either 73 or 77. I can't remember which. And let me see if I can, I want to make sure I pronounce his name correctly. Kurt Iffinger, who is a Floridian. He and some other folks who are Heidelbergers apparently enjoy listening to this program. And he took the trouble to find me. He had to wander all around campus, and Saturday night was good because all the classes were in certain places, so it was easier to find us. And he walked in, big, tall fellow, and he looked at me and he said, are you Doug? And I at first thought, well, who wants to know? But then I turned around and I said, yeah, hi. And so he introduced himself. We had a nice chat about what he's doing and what's going on in Florida, and just the fact that he took the trouble to find me was kind of a cool thing, I thought. So, Kurt, if you're, those of you who know Kurt, if he's not listening right now, tell him I said hello, because it's nice to have people go out of their way to find you.
It is.
And say
That's
hello.
Really cool.
Yep. All right, speaking of people, Ted Kaczynski bought the farm, dead in his prison cell. The Unabomber. You remember him, right? The man known as the Unabomber. He was life in prison, no parole, bombing across the United States.
He
was in North Carolina
during his time in prison with the OKC, Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
Bomber
great
prior
player.
To his execution.
Yeah, right. So it was a good club there, right? 1996. That goes back to the mid-90s. They found him in a primitive cabin in western Montana. I remember that like it was almost yesterday. 16 different explosions that killed 3 people, injured 23 others in various parts of the country in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. He made these bombs, and then he sent them by mail, and they were triggered one of them went off, I think, in a flight. It changed the way Americans sent packages and actually boarded the airplane. He was the one responsible. A lot of people don't know this. The TSA came out of this. If you didn't know that or didn't remember, It wasn't the foreign. It was ramped up after September 11th, no question about that. He, back in 95, threatened to blow up a plane as it left Los Angeles. The whole 4th of July weekend was chaos. He said it was a prank. But anyway, he was just a crazy man. He was nuts.
It's amazing to think about how air travel has changed so significantly over both of our lives. I remember being able to, you used to go up to the gate when you're welcoming someone home.
Yeah.
You could go all the way up to the gate.
Meet them at the gate. Yep.
Yes, yeah. And then you never had to take off your shoes until somebody hit a bomb in their shoe.
Yep, right. The fellow came from Paris to New York, as I remember. That was all. If you have TSA pre-check, you don't have to take off your shoes or your belts or anything anymore. That's
no.
A good thing. But they check you out before they give you the ability to do it. Of course, Kaczynski was mentally ill. He tried to fire his attorneys when he was on trial, wanted him on an insanity defense. He had done such horrible things that there was nobody who felt like he deserved it, even if he was. And by definition, by the way, you are mentally ill when you do this kind of thing. So it wasn't so much that there was a question about whether he was mentally ill or not. The question was whether or not he should be handled as such. And the people in charge said, nope, he deserves, and he did. He deserved to get what he got, one way or another. He needed to be eliminated from society, and thus he was. Now he's completely eliminated permanently, and I don't know that there's anything sad about that at all, frankly. It just, I don't know. You get down to the, here's this other guy, the zombie murderer and zombie hunter from Phoenix. He got sentenced to death for the murders of two women in Phoenix over the weekend, so nothing wrong with that either. It's 12 before the hour here on Good Day.
Lowe's knows the best deals for dad. That's why this Father's Day, you can shop our best gifts from the brands he loves, like Craftsman for less. Right now, get a V20 drill or impact driver kit for just $69. And save $50 on the V20 string trimmer and blower combo kit, now only $99. Shop Father's Day deals today, in-store and online. Lowe's knows dads. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Craving for information about food, farm, and family, you've come to the right place. 53 after the hour on Monday, the 12th of June. We're almost a third of the way. We're more than a third of the way through the month of June. I guess I save that celebration for when Jennifer's here, though, Jay. Today is Eat Flexitarian Day. Huh? Style of eating that encourages mostly plant-based foods. Flexitarian. I never heard that.
Yeah,
I've not heard that.
I know. Why? We have to give a name to everything for some reason.
Right.
Flexitarian is basically you are not a vegetarian, but you eat a lot of meals that are vegetarian, or you eat
that would be a flexitarian,
that are vegetarian, and then, then you'll eat an animal product.
Right. Okay. So, I guess so what?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, listen. So apparently, though, just to sort of complete the circle here, if you are a flexitarian or you want to identify one or you've never heard this word before but you want it, you're curious about it, there are various stages to becoming a flexitarian. Stage one is to recommend that meat be eaten 5 times a week. This is how to decrease your meat intake. Stage two, as an individual gets used to eating more fruit and veggies, meat is limited to 3 days a week. Stage three, to become a flexitarian, final stage is when your diet is largely vegetarian with only the occasional non-plant-based indulgence. So meat's fully removed from your diet. I suppose they have a little bit of chicken here and there. Or maybe that really is meat. And so is fish. Fish really is meat.
Basically, any animal meat, yes.
Yeah,
and then
gross.
If you remove the animal meat and you also remove any animal byproducts like dairy and eggs, lacto-ovo or whatever, and then you can become vegan. But a lot of people also describe vegan as not just a dietary situation, but a lifestyle too. So if you are not eating any animal products, but you still wear leather, some people will say, well, you're a vegetarian, not a true vegan.
Yep. You get rid of those leather shoes, leather belts, that sort of thing, leather pocketbooks.
Or buy Ugg boots.
Uggs, that's it. Ugg, short for ugly. Let's see what else is happening in the Food, Farm, and Family Department. 21 tons of onion powder. Wow. It's been recalled. There's a problem with salmonella, so Olam Farm of Firebaugh, California, posted this recall. Let's see here. The product distributed in Canada, also around America. A lot of it sold in Arkansas and Illinois for some reason or another. It's the product is onion powder premium, and apparently there are. Is it what's in? What causes the salmonella? It's not cured properly. I think that's probably what it is. But salmonella, if it's a problem, as we've said, excuse me, 100 times here, it is not as bad as Listeria. And E. coli, salmonella, Listeria all belong to the same family. Listeria is the worst salmonella you don't want to get because what it does makes you nauseous, makes you want to poop. No matter where you are.
And where does botulism fall in those?
It's botulism is nothing to sneeze at, frankly. It grabs your system and kind of just wrecks it. Everything in your system is affected by this stuff. It gets into everywhere, and it really is hard to get rid of it. Depending on how good your immune system is, once again, young children and older folks, you don't have anything to do with that sort of thing. Here's another voluntary recall from Wawona Frozen Foods. Let's see here. Processed and sold organic, what they call the Daybreak Blend. What is that? It's in Costco. What is it? It's strawberries, I guess, right?
It's like frozen fruits and different things. Raspberries. I think this one is specifically more so the strawberries.
Strawberries.
Because of hepatitis A. It's been contaminated. And this brand is sold almost exclusively at Costco, but it's
Costco's. It's like buying food in Walmart. What the hell do you buy food there for? What is there other than the fact that in Target? You buy stuff that's cheap, or if you're in the store, so they want a piece of the action or whatever it is. It's not a food store. So what do you buy your food there? Yeah, well, it's all frozen. Okay, so that tells you something. Although frozen food in many circumstances, I will say, is better than the canned stuff or things that are packaged, because if it's done right, they capture the freshness, the value of the vitamins and minerals or whatever is in the food if you freeze it quickly right after it's picked. Or in the case of fish, for example, if they freeze it right after they get it out of the ocean or out of the lake, out of the water, then it has its value. So anyway, hepatitis, big problem. Health risks for people. Take back Wawona frozen foods to Costco. Get your money back and a mileage. Get your mileage fee paid as well. 59 after here on Good Day.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.